Yeah, that's my dad and that's my eldest. So
the last time Amanda Henry saw her father, Robert, looking well in a care home, the country was locking down against coronavirus.
He was quite a character. He was, you know, always joking, always singing.
4 weeks later, he was dead, with COVID-19 as the cause of death.
So his ashes sit.
His ashes now sit in her living room. She blames the government's decision to discharge people from hospitals into care homes without testing them for COVID first.
There were so many failings. When they said that priority testing was going to happen for elderly residents in care, that didn't happen. That was not happening. When they said they were putting this steel ring around vulnerable people in care homes, that didn't happen at all.
It's decisions like this that the COVID inquiry will examine, starting with how prepared or unprepared the country was for a pandemic.
There's one word that sums up the pandemic for so many, and that is the word loss. My principal aim is to produce reports and recommendations before another disaster strikes the four nations of the United Kingdom.
Independent of the government, the inquiry will go on to look at the political decisions made during the pandemic and the impact on the healthcare system. Hearings will begin in spring, and the process is expected to last several years, costing upwards of $80 million. But as broad as the inquiry is, there are gaps, say experts.
The socio-economic consequences of locking down the country, the impact on education, business, hospitality, that was simply not discussed in government. You would have thought that the inquiry would be giving a razor-sharp focus to that issue. But there's no indication at all that they're going to look at what didn't happen, which was to get advice from experts about all these other issues.
200,000 people lost their lives to COVID here in the UK, each one represented on this memorial wall. Now, the inquiry says that those that suffered will be at the heart of this process. And to do that, they're going to listen to the accounts of tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. The aim, to discover what could or should have been done to reduce their suffering. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, London.